You would think that when Arsenal get Saka back, that they will go on a bit of a run and they'll maybe eclipse them. It's almost kind of hard to see them finishing below Manchester City now.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite, giving you a flavour of Ireland's sports breakfast show.
New Gaelic football rules / enhancements. Rule enhancements, rule changes, rule enhancements. Anyway, general mood music around it afterwards has been that everything's kind of, it's as positive as it can have been, I feel, after a weekend where it's bound to have been a slow start.
If you're taking your lap of honour around Ange, I want to point out the Galway two-pointers, Paul Conroy did it again. There's going to be the theme of the season. What happens in Newbridge in the dark midwinter, it turns out, is the best and most important story of the year. So Galway weren't very good in the first half. New lights, and everybody's like, oh, this game's terrible.
It was so hard to watch.
And then they kicked 3 two-pointers in very quick succession, controversially in one instance, because Armagh didn't know that was the rules, that you were able to bring it in and bring it back out. But those 6 points essentially swung the game and Armagh couldn't get back into it.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, I don't know what you made of it now watching it. I didn't think it was the most enjoyable game of the year. Like, it was a pretty, it's still a pretty tough watch and the defences are still pretty deep.
Did you see any Ross coming down? That was great.
No, I was
from the get-go. That was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I think there's probably an upper limit on, it's still very interesting. It'd be fascinating to know here when he's in the next few minutes. I still don't fully understand what the ideal Gaelic football game looks like, if you know what I mean. So I don't know what it's necessarily, what's the best it can possibly be.
Well, I suppose he would always say that they did that survey of Gaelic football supporters, players and management, and players wanted more high fielding, they wanted long shooting, they wanted more goals. You know, there's a list of stuff that they said.
Yeah.
And they went and designed rules on the basis of that. So I guess it feels like there's no specific outcome. They don't want a 3-23 to 2-24 classic, but they'll take that, I presume. Equally, if it's a 10-8, but it's brilliant, I don't think they're like, oh, we can't have that game. It's breaking up those possession tracts. I'm delighted to say Jim Gavin is with us to reflect on the opening weekend. Jim, how are you?
Good, Ger. How are you?
Good. Are you excited heading into the weekend? A little bit nervous? What was your, how did you feel heading into it?
Yeah, we were. Yeah. You know, we're confident that they were going to, you know, they're going to work and get off the block, but you just don't know until the teams take to the pitch and the ball's thrown in, particularly in winter.
Yeah.
You know, it is the back end of January and, you know, pitches were very heavy after the storm. You know, overall, I think it's a pass is what I'd say. It's early doors yet. We've got very little data. Yeah. You know, this one data set from whatever, 13, 14 games. So,
yeah,
a long way to go.
There is a long way to go. And it'd be, I know you've got the capability to change things as we go as well. One thing that struck me from the weekend is that loads of managers are grappling with new rules. Some managers are grappling with being first-time managers at inter-county level. Mm. New players, new squads. And just that little bit of, well, we don't want to show our hands here yet until we hit championship. So you guys have to try and sift through this information without overreacting to not everybody fully being au fait with it just yet.
Yeah, yeah. Just to clarify that piece, it's not the Football Review Committee don't have the power to make changes. It's the counties through the Central Council. So there's a representative from each county at that particular group,
and Central Council will decide on
will rescind any of the new rules or amend them during the course of the National League and the Championship. They have to be recommended by the Managing Committee, who will get advice from FRC through the Standing Committee on Playing Rules. So a little bit complicated, but nonetheless, new managers, they're finding their feet. Managers have been there for a while, they're just probably, you know, looking at new players and probably just trying to figure it out. So, but I thought they did a really good job in the main, and I thought the officials were excellent. You know, we've had a lot of dialogue with what's called the Intercounty National Referees Panel over the last number of weeks, and you know, they were very much on top of it. So I think that was reflecting on how they managed the games.
Minor issue around the Armagh game. Kieran McGeaney was quoted afterwards as saying that they had a slightly different version of the rules from the referees. I'll just quote it here. Yeah. So the 3v3 thing, it's hard to say, but there's a clarification needed. We were sent a thing last night that said in the 3v3 rule, it's a 13-metre penalty. But the one the referees got, they have a different rule in red saying they can take it out for 2 points. Is this just a communication error? Or is your understanding that that happened, or what?
Yeah, well, thankfully that incident didn't affect the outcome of the game. Even if they had got goal, it only taken 1 point, it wouldn't have made a difference. And I think throughout the games, and the FRC members were on the road both on Saturday and Sunday at most of the games, so we didn't see anything that would have impacted kind of the result, which is good to see. So in that particular matter that Kieran just raised there. So in the original motion that was passed by Congress, I think that's maybe what Kieran is referring to there, that, and I don't know who sent it to him. Certainly the FRC don't send out things to the managers as such. It's come from the central, you know, the central body within the GAA. So I think what Kieran saw was the original motion, and what happens is that the Rules Advisory Committee of the GAA, if you can stay with me on this one,
yeah,
it's their job to get the motions and to put them into rule. Now, we kind of helped along the way. We had Liam Keane, who's the chair of the Standing Committee on Playing Rules, from Meath, and Liam's a rules expert. So the way the motions presented were pretty much, they were good to go. But there are some minor changes that are required. And in the drafting process, which was presented to the Central Council Saturday 2 weeks ago, which I would have been there, the Rules Advisory Committee presented the motions and any final changes to them. And the red text that he refers to is in that document that I would have seen, would have been that for when the ball is brought up for a 3-3 infraction, that the team have the option to bring it back for a 2-point score. And that would have been, that was an important thing which the Rules Advisory Committee did, in my opinion, because if you saw, say, the Mayo-Dublin game, where I don't know who's trying to get a 2-point score, if one of the Dublin players, you know, said, let's break the line so we concede a 1-point score, which they could have done. But in the amendment that the Rules Advisory Committee put in, it meant that Mayo would have the chance to say, okay, well, you know, we don't want 1 point because we're 2 points down. We'll take the 2-point score. So that's why it was brought in.
It's essentially brought in to punish any deliberate infractions. And by punishing non-deliberate, you make everybody aware of the fact that if I do this deliberately, punishment is...
That's it. And it's the same for the instance where a player is purposely fouled, say, you know, trying to work a 2-point score just out of the arc, and you delay it, maybe a quick free kick. So you purposely, so the ball is brought in, but it's brought forward. And you'd say, ref, I actually don't want it to be brought forward. I want to take my free from where it is. So... Again, the option for that in that scenario is the ball can be brought back out.
So is it every free that's brought forward to 14, I have the option to bring it out?
I think that's the best way to think about it. Every time the ball is brought into the arc, you have the option to bring it back out.
Okay, so and that's universal for anything brought forward.
Yeah,
okay, that's quite clear. Can I ask you, if you were a manager at this stage, would you be? How would you condition your players to get to the 2-point arc as a matter of course? Because there was loads of shots at the weekend. I'm like, you're 3 metres away from the 2-metre arc there.
Yeah.
Go on. Go back out.
Yeah.
When are we going to start seeing the Steph Currys of the world emerge, do you think?
Well, I think you saw that. I was at the Offaly game, so I didn't see the Roscommon game live. I watched back on tape last night between the Washington Commanders being beaten by the Eagles, who were watching be my team. But you saw lots of 2-point scores in that particular game. And I think a lot of it's to do with the underfoot conditions. And then there was obviously a bit of a wind in the High Park and into the town end. So that probably helped both down in the first half and Roscommon in the second half. And I think it's great, you know, when, you know, down were a couple of points behind going into the last maybe 10 minutes in that first half, and getting a couple of 2-point scores brought them back in, and they, you know, they closed the gap and actually went ahead, actually. So... what I would do as a manager, what I have seen both in the Cavan Monaghan game and indeed the Offaly game and the games I saw on tape yesterday, there's lots of opportunities inside, and teams, whether players have been conditioned to go short first of all, but the kicking teams will profit well in this. So there's lots of, like the full forward for Offaly yesterday, he made multiple runs and just the guys have been maybe conditioned, you know, with a previous managing team not to pass the ball across. So I'd imagine when the managers look back in the tape, they go, there's lots of opportunities inside. We saw it in the Galway game as well, when Armagh had a player down, there was a Galway player deep inside and the ball was kicked up to them, it was game on. So I think that will come.
Right.
So that's one thing I definitely would have a look at. But we see teams are still kind of playing that set defence. So in all the games, once the teams get their leave three up, which means they have 11 outfield players, they just all come in behind and along that 40-metre arc, which isn't too dissimilar to what happened in the past. So, yeah, that quick transition out of defence will definitely get you profit.